Kadiri Rahusa is 11. His family moved from the Congo to Vickery Meadow before he was born. They now live in the Stratford Hills apartments. When Kadiri first heard they'd be getting their first ever playground, he could hardly believe it.
I was like, really? Nah, you're joking with me. And then when they started building it, I was like, oh gosh, we're having a playground.
For years, kids like Kadiri didn't have much in this neighborhood.
Grass, poop, dirt.
And that meant they couldn't do much either.
Run, cops and robbers. Mostly running stuff because all we had was dirt and grass.
With this new playground, Kadiri says he and his friends will be able to spice up their games, like freeze tag and hide and seek.
Like this trampoline machine.
Now there's a slide, monkey bars, and everything a kid could ever want. Then again, Kadiri and his friends aren't your typical kids.
Some have faced tremendous stress and tremendous persecution. They were in a refugee camp having to fight for their food or having to fend for themselves.
That's Lenita Dunlap. She's the executive director of Heart House, a Dallas nonprofit that supports refugee families in Vickery Meadow. This part of town is mostly apartments, just across Highway 75 from North Park Center. Much of the infrastructure is old, dilapidated. Incomes generally range from $10,000 to $20,000. And when Ebola came to America last year, its first stop was Vickery Meadow.
It's an area that really needs help. It's where the community has a lot of need, particularly kids.
That's Jack Towsley, the project's executive sponsor from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. The health insurance company partnered with the national nonprofit Kaboom to build this $100,000 playground and 22 others across Texas, from Francis Elementary in Northeast Houston to Woodard Park in East San Antonio and the Loya YMCA in El Paso.
Vickery Meadow is a place where a lot of folks come to the United States for the first time. It's considered by many to be the front door to the United States. And so we said, this is a real opportunity for us to step up and be part of that community.
Heart House's Lenita Dunlap says she's touched by the interest in this neighborhood.
It says that you took the time and you value me. And so our hope and goal is that the kids realize that they are valued. We want you to grow in a good space and that no matter where you come from or the environment that you live, that you too deserve the same access to the same things that other kids have.
Studies show that playtime at home and at school can fight childhood obesity, encourage social interaction, foster creativity, and reduce stress. Let's turn to an expert.
You don't want to be home inside like a prison. Like, you know, you want to go outside and explore. You don't want to be stuck in your house watching TV. I mean, like, TV can teach you some stuff, but it won't teach you a whole lot.
No doubt, Kadiri Rahusa and the 400 or so kids in his complex are pumped up. They may not know it yet, but the playground is already teaching them how to make new friends, be creative, and live healthier lives. For KERA News, I'm Stephanie Kuo.